Author: A True Story. Written and illustrated by Helen Lester. A long time ago, there lived a 3-year-old author. Me. I was the best grocery list writer in the world, and a huge help to my mother. When I wrote a word, I knew exactly what it said. And the fun part was that I could turn each list upside down and the words said the same thing. I think I made hundreds of these useful lists for my mother, and she never once said, "No, thank you, dear, I have enough." Then I went to school and learned to make what they called real letters. My writing was the prettiest in the class, with straight lines and round lines. It was perfect, and it was perfectly backward. I didn't just mix up B's and D's. That's easy to do because they look so much alike. My letters started at the right, well, wrong, side of the paper, and marched across, pretty as could be, and backwards. There's a name for somebody with this problem. I was a mirror writer. My teachers had to hold my work up to a mirror to understand what I had written. Thanks to a lot of help, I was finally able to write in the proper direction. But writing stories was so hard for me. Often I couldn't come up with a single idea, and my stories got stuck in the middle, and I couldn't think of a title, and I had trouble making the changes my teacher wanted me to make, and I lost my pencils, and I wondered why I was doing this, and I got very, very, very frustrated. So I spent a lot of time dreaming about what I wanted to be when I grew up. Since no one from the circus came looking for me, I became a teacher. I learned that teachers do not live in schools, eating only crackers and milk and sleeping under their desks. I also learned that teaching was fun and that children have fantastic imaginations. So my favorite subject to teach was writing. One day a friend said, "You should write a children's book." And I thought, I spent 10 years in second grade, so I know a child from a chicken. Maybe I should. I went right home and wrote a book. It was the best book I had ever written. Of course, it was the only book I had ever written. I illustrated it with my nicest drawings and proudly sent it to a publisher. Lucky people, I thought. The lucky people sent it back and said, "No, thank you." That's called a rejection. I decided I'd never write again. Until the next day, when I felt better. I wrote a second book and sent it to a different publisher. The second publisher sent the book back. "No, thank you." I decided I'd never write again. Until the next day, when I felt better. I wrote another book, and another, and another, and another. Practice must have helped each story get a little better, for on my 7th try, no book came back. Just a, "Yes, please." That's called an acceptance. I was beside myself with joy and excitement. I was the first author I had ever met. I drew the pictures for my first book, and I did the pictures for this book. But usually I work with an illustrator who has been to art school and who can draw bicycles and refrigerators and pigs. This talented person draws what I would if I could. So here I am, an author. And every time I sit down to write, perfect words line up in perfect order and whoop! A perfect book pops out of the computer. Well, not exactly. Sometimes writing stories is so hard for me. I can't come up with a single idea, and my stories get stuck in the middle, and I can't think of a title, and I have trouble making the changes my editor wants me to make, and I lose my pencils, and I wonder why I'm doing this, and I get very, very, very frustrated. But that's sometimes. I love it best when ideas are hatching so fast I can barely write them down. I grab the nearest thing to write on and get so excited I forget what I was doing in the first place. The ideas that come in the middle of the night are hard to read the next day. Not all of the ideas are useful. I keep a whole box full of fizzled thoughts and half-finished books. I call it my fizzle box. Whenever I need an idea, I can go to the box and find wonderful things. Just the name I needed. A funny word. A wise lesson. Usually, when I first think a book is finished, it really isn't. I keep going over the story again and again, looking for ways to make it better with little changes here and there. I do this until the book has to be printed. Then it's too late to do anything more. I used to think that writing had to be done at a special time while sitting at a desk. But slowly I discovered that I could write any time and anywhere. I especially like to write when I'm bored, because then I'm not anymore. Of course, writing any time, anywhere, sometimes means writing on anything. Authors are lucky, for they get to meet hundreds of children through letters, school and library visits, and at autographing sessions. I didn't always like autographing books. The first time I autographed, my table was next to the table of a very famous author. I was not a very famous author. Her line had no end. Mine had no beginning. I'm glad I didn't join the circus. Even though writing is sometimes hard work, it's what I love to do. I never dreamed I'd become an author, so this is better than a dream come true.